The next patient is Janet Bauer. The last name is B-A-U-E-R. First name, Janet. J-A-N-T-N-E-T. Janet Bauer. Clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3, 4. CKD stage 4, period. The patient has a zero creatinine that was reported 2.6 on May 7 of 24, which is similar to the prior determination when she was seen in the office in February the 12th. Interestingly, this time, the protein creatinine ratio is just 2200, that we went up to 2600 at one time, period. Number two, proteinuria, as mentioned before, has remained without much deterioration. If anything, there is evidence of improvement. Following number, anemia. The anemia related to CKD4, to the continued administration of Imuran that was given for the celiac disease many years ago. We have evidence that the patient has been taking Imuran since 2011. Following number, arterial hypertension. That has been under control. The blood pressure reading is 140/60. Following number, the patient has a history of a resection of the sigmoid colon because of the carcinoma. Follow-up kidney PET scans have been negative. Following number, borderline hyperkalemia. The patient was emphasized once again to follow a low potassium diet. Following number, celiac disease. The diarrhea is less. The patient has tolerated more food than before, and it seems to be stronger. Following number, hyperuricemia. That we are going to reevaluate during the next visit. Following number, hypomagnesemia. Following number, a history of vitamin B12 deficiency. Apparently, she has been taking vitamin 12 at home, 1,000 micrograms on PO on daily basis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. A period of lengthy discussion was carried with the patient regarding a renal replacement therapy. She is declining this option, and the reason is he saw one of his sons on dialysis for 13 years, and that traumatized her. She has signed up with hospice, the Good Shepherd, and apparently they will be able to follow her for 6 months if she continues to do well. At the end of the 6 months, she will be discharged from hospice. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End of life was against discussed.